I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The recording industry got a surprise today from a federal court in Washington, D.C. A three-judge panel ruled that the industry's trade group, the Recording Industry Association of America, does not have the authority to force Internet service providers to turn over records of customers suspected of downloading music online. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first give us the background on this case.
Well, the trial judge had ruled that the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that was passed about 5 years ago did allow the industry to issue subpoenas to ISPs for their customer lists. Now, that provision in the DMCA was originally meant to go after ISPs that were basically acting as web hosts, where somebody, say, posts a web page with lots of copyright infringement on it. You subpoena the ISP to find out who the customer is so you can go after them. Well, that law passed during the absolute infancy of peer-to-peer file sharing. Now, in peer-to-peer, computers can just talk to and share with each other. They don't have to go through a central source like the old Napster. But the trial ruling was that you could use the law to go after peer-to-peer users as well. Today, the appellate court said, no, you can't. The act doesn't apply when you're just going after subpoenas to find individual downloaders.
And this case involves Verizon, which provides phone and internet services. Didn't the company also cite privacy invasion issues in the appeal?
They did, and that does come into play here. I talked with David Sorkin, a professor at the John Marshall Law School in Chicago, and he notes that the appellate court did say there are policy reasons not to go after individual users.
In peer-to-peer networking with consumer-level software like Kazaa, we really are talking about people who look like just average internet users, not people who are posting a huge amount of information. And when you talk about getting their identities through an internet service provider, as with these subpoenas that were sent to Verizon, we're talking about something that seems much more intrusive than going after somebody who's doing widespread copying for profit.
And Karen, he mentioned Kazaa, which is one of the really well-known file-sharing software makers. That company chalked up a victory in a Dutch courtroom today. An appellate court in Amsterdam ruled that the company cannot be held liable for copyright infringement that happens just because somebody's using its free software. And basically, that case, like the one here in the U.S., really leaves just consumers themselves as the targets for the recording industry.
Very quickly, Tess, what are you working on in the Marketplace newsroom?
Well, we're going to take a look at the new market for hip-hop literature and, of course, the week on Wall Street.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.